Shortly after we were married, my wife and I returned to our hometown in southern Indiana called Washington, Indiana. The locals there call it Washington, Indiana. So the Sunday afternoon we're there, my wife's Uncle Tommy decides that he wants to take us out flying. My brother-in-law, David, and I flying in an airplane out of the local municipal airport. He was trying to become a pilot. You have to have a requirement as a pilot, you have so many hours of flying. This is a single-engine plane with four passengers in it. So this Sunday afternoon, we take off, and everything's going fine. We're flying around the cornfields in southern Indiana. And don't you know, this wind is really blowing hard, and Uncle Tommy can't land the plane. So we zoom down, try to land the plane. The wheels touch, and boom, he takes off again. He does this a couple of times, and my brother-in-law David and I think we're going to crash in a cornfield. And we're going to be a one-paragraph article in Times-Picayune, how I died in a cornfield that day. Finally, Uncle Tommy landed the plane, and we were standing around in the airport after it was over, and he says, one of the requirements is to learn how to land in windy conditions. He didn't tell us that on the front end of that. And of course, we were all thankful that we landed. My brother-in-law Dave and I thought we were like guinea pigs. In Matthew's gospel today, Jesus gives the apostles the requirements they need to be one of his disciples. Our Lord further tells them that if we fulfill these requirements, we'll gain the reward of heaven. Now, by way of background for today's homily, Jesus is well into his public ministry and teaching the apostles his ways of life. One day, our Lord met with all 12 apostles to send them out to spread the good news on a trial run. And while he's in this same meeting, he tells the apostle the requirements to be one of his disciples. He tells them there's three things that people need to do to be one of his disciples. The first is they must love him more than their families, and each of them must take up their individual crosses that he gives them, and they must give up their lives for his sake. So what do these three requirements really mean? Let's break them down so we can understand what our Lord is really telling us. First, we must love Jesus more than our families. Our Lord is telling us we must prioritize our relationship with him more than our fathers, our mothers, our wives, or our children, our brothers and sisters. Our families are still most important to us, but Jesus comes first. The more difficult aspect of this requirement occurs when we see our family members working against the values of Jesus. It's our duty to challenge them on the issue to bring them back to our Lord. Even though this may create turmoil, we have to have the courage to take the issue on with them. We can't sit idly by and watch our family member fall into the hands of the evil one and be on the path to the road to Gehenna. The second requirement to be a disciple of Jesus is each one of us must freely and voluntarily take up our individual crosses that he gives us in life. Now, the apostles are great examples of this for all of us, as Jesus gave each one of them certain work occupations, different family situations, and different sufferings they had to endure while they were in this life. As to their occupations, some were fishermen, some were tent makers, one was a political rebel, another was a tax collector, and yet another was a finance manager. These apostles had different family situations. Many were married, but some were single. Each of them suffered greatly for our Lord and Savior for their faith, as 11 out of the 12 were martyred. Peter was crucified upside down by the Emperor Nero. St. James was beheaded in Jerusalem by King Herod. St. Andrew was crucified on an X-shaped cross. And the others were either stabbed or stoned to death. So how do we meet this second requirement to take up the individual crosses that Jesus gives to each one of us? All of us in church today have different occupations, various family situations, and different kinds of suffering that can be challenges to us at different points in our lives. Some of us work in businesses with difficult bosses, coworkers, or customers. We have educators who sometimes have to wrestle with difficult parents or students. There are those challenged by physical labor, working in the trades or working in restaurants. Others provide services as dentists, accountants, healthcare providers, and attorneys who sometimes face troublesome patients or clients. We have mothers and fathers who have the tough job in today's world of raising their children in the practice of the faith amidst the craziness of our contemporary world that we live in today. There are various family situations that can be challenging as well. Some of us live in broken homes or have lost a spouse along the way in life or live in a troublesome marriage and children who've been abandoned by their parents. But suffering is the hardest part of the second requirement to be a disciple for Jesus. There are physical, mental, emotional, social difficulties that we deal with at different points in life, and there's the effects of old age. We must freely and voluntarily accept the suffering as Jesus and the apostles did in all of their martyrdom. Now, the third requirement to be a disciple is to give up our lives for Jesus rather than living for ourselves. In other words, we must give up our earthly desires to follow the values of our Savior that he teaches us. In our world today, earthly desires are very strong and can get the best of us. Spending beyond our needs, living lavishly, disregarding the poor around us, or engaging in frequent excessive consumption of food and drink to the detriment of our bodies, or spending an excessive amount of time on social media, ignoring our spiritual growth and development in life. Now, carrying out these three requirements to be a disciple is not easy, but there's great news from our Lord and Savior. He will give us the divine grace that we need to fulfill them. And this divine grace helps us to love our Lord more than our families, take up our individual crosses, and give up our lives for his sake. All of us can experience this divine grace that Jesus gives us by quality prayer time every day, frequent consumption of the Eucharist as the bread of the strong, regular confession to keep our souls pure, participating in ministry to help others, going the extra mile in our families to keep them functionally, spiritually well, and spiritual growth time through the study of the Scripture and spiritual readings by various authors. Now, the most important message in Matthew's gospel today is a reward for the righteous who fulfill the three requirements to be a disciple of Jesus. And this reward is a place in heaven with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the saints and the angels, and all of our loved ones who've gone before us. For in heaven, there's no longer any suffering, no longer any temptations, no longer any kind of challenges in life. Our Lord has a special room in heaven for every one of us who keep his requirements as his disciples. Well, on that Sunday day, after Uncle Tommy finally landed the plane, we got out of the plane and said to ourselves, I guess he stuck the landing, right?